You name one of my key issues, the least common denominator issue, leadership being part of the issue. How do you personally deal with the issue that our leadership, it was determined by the fact that people had white skin and a Y chromosome? And so, you know, in Movement for a New Society, obviously, we want a broader view than that. You kind of say, well, okay, you're developed as a leader because you were raised male, white, middle class, upper class, whatever. How do you get to the point where everybody's valued when they didn't get the previous experience? They weren't raised with the expectation of being a leader.
Several things occur to me about that. One is listening, really listening with huge curiosity, everybody's viewpoint. We were having trouble with the listening. But part of the reason we were having trouble with the listening was that people who had more experience on a given subject, and there's many subjects, so I have more experience in this subject, but you have more experience in that subject, right? But very often, people with more experience in whatever subject was on the table were holding back because of this norm of, well, we're all the same, or we're all equal. So there got to be this holdback thing, which didn't actually free up people to express their viewpoints as much as needed. So we didn't have, so the menu of the potlucks got narrower and narrower. We created in the first 10 years a phenomenal environment for women's leadership. Phenomenal. But that was also a period when people were willing to be very open about the advantages that you talked about. Okay, so some people were set up to get head starts in this or that way. They now have skill sets, or they now have this or that. Let's get it. So, for example, during the first 10 years, at one point, a group of women came to me and said, okay, George, you know a lot of political theory that informs the way you strategize that we never got. Teach us. So I taught a women's class, women-only class, on political theory for these hungry women who had every intention of becoming as awesome leaders as any man in the outfit and knew that it would be advantageous for them to have that particular batch of knowledge in order to do it. I realized what they were looking to me for was resource. I thought, whoa, isn't that different? That a lot of our earlier anti-leadership impulse was looking at leadership as if it's power over or domination. But what if we looked at leadership instead as resource? And then when we attack a leader, it's not because they happen to know so much or this or that or they happen to have these skills, but we attack them because they're not really willing to share their resource enough and pass it on. Because, as you know, the old game of dominators is to keep a lot of that knowledge themselves.